Hello, and welcome to Eye on the Arts Radio. I'm your host, Dave Micah, Executive Director for South Shore Arts. And joining us today is actually someone I'm very familiar with, and that is our Director of Education at South Shore Arts, Jessica Corral. So, Jessica, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Dave.
It is terrific to talk to you on the air and share a little bit that we've got going on at South Shore Arts this summer. And so we actually do have a special celebration and workshop teed up coming up here in June. So can you talk a little bit about what we have going on?
Yeah, just the cultural aspect for South Shore Arts, celebrating diversity and in all the ways that we can, and Juneteenth is certainly one of those days. So we have a plethora of diverse instructors on our staff that are phenomenal, and so we wanted to highlight them and give them a chance to kind of have their just Black culture on celebration for the public with fun activities.
Terrific. So can you maybe talk a little bit about, when you're planning to host the Juneteenth celebration and maybe a little bit about, who our instructors are that'll be participating?
Sure. For anybody that came to the Family Arts Fest, kind of the same approach. It's a free event. It's going to happen on Tuesday, June 18th. It's actually the 18th and not tonight, the 19th. We wanted to honor the holiday. And so we do have Yernice Harris and Gary Wilson and Albert Warsham and Mariana Pierce. They're all instructors on our staff that are going to have different types of activities for any age, any skill level. Come in, learn a little bit about African culture and Black history, and merge a little bit of the arts in with it. So it's a great mingle for families, people that want to just kind of come out and explore a little bit. It's going to be from 5 to 7 that evening.
Terrific. And do people need to register to participate in this?
We do have registration available online just to give us a head count, which is always helpful. But no need to register in order to attend. If it's something that you find out that day that you're available, you're more than welcome.
That is terrific. And again, this is a free event, open to the public. And this will be where exactly? At the Center for Visual and Performing Arts. And then can you talk a little bit about where they would find the activities at?
Correct. Yeah. If they come in the main doors and walk down our beautiful stairwell, you'll see the South Shore Arts hallway with our studio spaces available. And then you'd be able to walk through Studio B will be the main area where we'll have our instructors, greeting and giving all kinds of information of what to do next and kind of give people a chance to navigate around each station and learn a little bit more about each of the different activities that they'll have.
Terrific. Well, it should be a fun event. I mean, when you think of the hundreds we had out at Family Arts Fest in May, this is just another chance, and especially with the Juneteenth holiday, to focus the celebration and raise awareness around that celebration. So appreciate you sharing information there. Now, that's not the only thing we've got going on this summer with the education area at South Shore Arts. So can you talk a little bit about maybe some of the summer camps that we've got coming up this summer?
Yeah, we have summer camps for kids, which we're known for, really just diving into the arts in fun ways. We have two different sessions, one that's going to be more of the sun and sea. We have a little bit of light and water, playing around with different materials during that specific session. And then we have moon and fire, which is going to be more of like camping outdoors, nighttime kind of feel. And so between the two sessions, they're going to give a little bit of flexibility with instructors teaching a diverse and plethora of mediums for kids to get their hands on. But even in addition to that, we have the camps for adults. We have our ceramics boot camp where anybody that's interested in learning about ceramics in a more intense approach can come multiple days throughout the week, kind of like a camp session that the kids have.
Terrific. So can we, with the kids camp specifically, you mentioned two sort of themes there. For each theme, how long is the camp and how do parents go ahead and sign up?
Sure. Yeah, registration for all of our classes is online through SouthShoreArtsOnline.org. And you just go under our classes, and it'll be under the summer sessions. And so what you do is you register there, and the times are 10 to 1, Monday through Friday for kids. And similar times for the adults, but it won't be Monday through Friday. I believe it's 2 days a week, Monday and Tuesday or Thursday and Friday. So that gives a little bit of flexibility for adults. But as far as the kids, you can sign them up for 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, or all 3 weeks. And that way they have their Monday through Friday camps with the arts ready to go for the summer.
That is great. And it's 3 weeks for just like Sun and Sea, theme number one, if you will.
Thank you for clarifying. Yep, exactly. So the Sun and the Sea has a three-week session, and parents can sign up kids for 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks at a time. And then it switches off in July to the second session, which is the Moon and Fire.
All right. Terrific.
Yeah. It should be fun.
Yeah, it really should be. And I know our instructors always bring their personalities and energy to engage the children. And we did this last year with camps throughout the summer, and they were exceptionally popular. And so I'd encourage folks, if interested, to check out our website, SouthShoreArtsOnline.org, and register right away.
And who wouldn't want to have their kids, you know, immersed in the arts for half a day, so that they can, you know, engage in fun activities that are worthwhile for them. And that's just really what the camps aim to do.
Yeah, build creativity, let them express themselves, drives innovation, all the benefits of the arts. So, Jessica,
all the arts, yeah.
Really appreciate you joining us and sharing that information today. And thank you to our audience out there for joining us on Eye on the Arts Radio, where we highlight the people, places, and events happening in our arts community.